Contingencies. A The Murderbot Diaries fanfic. Written by Adosian Orchids, 901. Read by
Raven as Murderbot.
Melancholy Morningstar as Dr. Mensa.
And Black Glass as the narrator. In retrospect, this was incredibly stupid. Any situation that ends with me dangling over a pit of 20-meter-long worm things with way too many teeth is stupid. I should have said no to the idea of going on this fucking planetary survey in the first place. It had been a bad idea from the start. Staying away from any place that has gross worm things with way too many teeth makes sense, right? Question: who wants to go there and take lots of pictures and study the gross worm things? Answer: humans. Of course.
Hold on sec, unit,
Dr. Mensa called, from the top of the pit. I didn't exactly have any other option. I had managed to grab hold of the power cable for the sciencey equipment stuff, while being pulled into the pit by the gross worm things, which was the only reason I hadn't been eaten. Yet. Sometimes Mensa still suggests that I try optimism. I suggest that she consider how often my worst-case scenarios have saved everyone we care about. Anyway, I was stuck dangling over the stupid worm things and their creepy teeth, while my threat assessment freaked out, and the components that make up my shoulders tried to give out. I had the rough, stabby side of the pit for some support, which was nice. Unfortunately, the sharp, stabby rocks were stabbing not only me, but also the cable I was holding on to. If I tried to climb up, it would stab a lot more. I didn't know how well this cable was rated in the category of holding up to stabby rocks. I did not want to find out either, so I just dangled. Dangled and sent out a request for backup. Then immediately backburnered everything except my private channel to Mensa. I really didn't need to waste time explaining the situation to the rest of the survey team. I also gave an order, although I was pretty sure she would ignore me.
Stay away from the ledge and wait for backup to get here.
I'm going to pull you up,
Mensa called, in her bravest tone, the one that made it totally clear that she didn't want to do it, but would, because the alternative was me getting eaten by worms that Preservation Ox wanted to study for some reason.
Don't do that.
I shoved my drone camera footage into her feed, with an emphasis on the cable and the stabby rocks. I didn't send her the footage of the worm thing snapping at my feet, because I didn't want to make her panic. Dr. Mensa is my favorite human, and she's not really the panicky kind, but this situation is not her area of expertise. It's mine, which made it about a million times as stupid that I'd let myself get pulled into the pit in the first place. I'm supposed to rescue her from worm things. She's supposed to rescue me from having to deal with things, like having my brain fried by the company, or bureaucracy in general. Then again, I was shoving her out of the way of the worm things when I got pulled in. So I guess I did do my job? It would just be a lot easier for me to pull her out of a worm pit than the other way around. I could feel Mensa in the feed, poking around the package I'd sent her, and trying to get a better look.
Why aren't the creatures trying to eat you now?
Maybe they don't like the taste of sec unit.
From down here, with the stabby rocks in the way and my remaining drones watching the worms, I couldn't see the glare she was definitely giving me. I could feel it anyway.
Is it because you shot them?
I don't have enough data to make that assessment.
Sure, having guns in my arms is great, and most things don't like being shot at. But there were way, way too many other possible reasons that the worms might not be eating me right now. Okay, maybe studying the worm things for more data wasn't such a bad idea. But we wouldn't need that data if we stayed in space where we belonged.
Can you climb back up?
Mensa's voice was still calm, but with an increasing edge of stress.
Up the rocks, I mean, not the cable.
I really didn't want to let go of the cable. It was doing a good job of holding me up right now. And while I didn't want to find out if it would keep doing a good job if the worms grabbed me by the ankles again and started actually dragging me down, I still didn't want to let go.
We need to distract the gross worm things.
Okay, how do we distract the alien invertebrates?
I don't know. Throw down other things for them to chew on instead of me? I wasn't about to suggest that, though, because I didn't want Mensa anywhere near the worms. Did I mention that she's my favorite human? Keeping some of my focus on my drone cameras, especially the ones watching the worms, and also the one I had just sent up, to make sure Mensa didn't do anything stupidly heroic, I replayed the footage from the start of the incident. The worms had gone for Mensa. I'd gotten in the way. The worms had eaten two of my drones, and then tried to eat me. But what stopped them? Not my bullets. It seemed like they'd objected to maybe the muzzle flash of my guns. And the sun...
It seems like they're sensitive to light,
Mensa called down, and I realized I'd instinctively sent her the footage I was replaying. Humans process things slower than sec units, but they have intuition or something. Whatever, they spot stuff sometimes.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
The worms chose that moment to start grabbing my feet and legs again, so I got sort of distracted kicking them off and trying to avoid getting their teeth stuck in any of my organic parts. I sent,
"Stop being a hero,"
in our private feed, while I kicked worms and tried to think of any light source that I had, aside from muzzle flash. Mensa sent back,
"Stop trying to give me orders."
Okay, first of all, I wasn't just trying. I had given her an order. She just wasn't following it. Maybe that's the same thing. Before I had time to get annoyed by that, a flash of light flooded the pit. The worms all made horrible screeching sounds that set my teeth on edge, and dove back into the mud or whatever at the bottom of the pit.
"Now!"
Mensa shouted. I had already dropped the cable to climb, and was really glad that I could turn down the light sensitivity of my eyes. Whatever Mensa was using to freak out the worms was really fucking bright, and I needed to be able to see the stabby wall so that I could scale it without losing any body parts. Most of my body parts are replaceable, so it wouldn't really matter, but I would rather keep the ones I have. I was almost to the top when the brightness dropped, and I heard Mensa swearing. I didn't have enough data for an assessment of what went wrong, but that didn't matter. I had to get out of here now. I hated to sacrifice my drones, but I tasked half of the remaining ones. I sent two. To distract the worms. It wasn't very effective. Teeth scraped against the inorganic parts in my feet as I scrambled over the edge and out of the pit. Mensa grabbed me, dragging me back, with impressive strength for a human. A worm surged over the side of the edge of the pit. Too many teeth aimed straight at Mensa and me. Her expression almost alarmingly calm. She whipped a flashlight out of her pocket and turned it on. The beam of cold, stark white light, in addition to the sun, did the trick. The worm shrieked and dropped back into the pit. I grabbed Mensa, hauling her away, just in case she got any ideas about staying to study it, and shoved her into the mechanized cart we'd taken out here. Once we were driving away from the worm pit at the closest to top speed that my threat assessment was comfortable with, I turned to her.
"Are you all right?"
"I'm fine."
She was still clutching the device she'd used to blast the worms with light. It was a camera. And her eyes were wide as she tried to get a look at my legs.
"What about you, sec unit? I'm hardly the one we ought to be concerned about."
"I'm fine, too."
Other than needing a new outfit that hadn't encountered giant teeth. But there was just some scraping to my inorganic parts, and not even enough to cause any leaking.
"I'll be even more fine if you agree not to study those worm things."
"I'm not going to promise that,"
she said, with a short laugh.
"But between your drone footage and the footage I took while using the camera light to drive them back, we should have enough to work with for now. At least, once I recharge the camera enough to look at the footage."
I sighed. But at least enough for now was better than her insisting that I take her back right now to keep studying them. I needed to come up with a new tactical approach that would keep any research team safe. And probably one that wouldn't disturb the worms too much, blah blah, etc. For a moment, Mensa looked like she was about to ask again if I was all right. I was, aside from the aforementioned damage, and the unpleasant stress chemicals still in my system. Ugh. Apparently reassured, after looking at me for an additional 2.3 seconds, she got that distracted look that humans get when examining their feeds.
Wow, I have these messages from everyone asking if we're all right. Who did you call for backup?
Everyone,
I said. Mensa chuckled, and I peeked into the main feed channels for long enough to see that she had put out a general, "We're alive" message, which was good. She'd also put out an alert, warning people to stay away from the worm things, which was even better. Leaving Mensa to handle the panic survey team with her usual skill, my performance reliability had dropped 15.4%, just thinking about trying to calm everyone down, I focused on driving back to the main base camp. I also pulled up one of my favorite episodes of The Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon. I definitely needed a break from gross worm things before I started planning a tactical approach to a safe study of them. End of story. Thanks for listening.